Today's myth is called Durodons. In this story, you will encounter Hercules. Hercules is an extraordinary mortal who is often known for letting his emotions get the best of him. His bravery and superhuman strengths often make gods gawk at him, which is very impressive because usually gods don't want to give mortals any attention because they think so highly of themselves. You will also encounter Poseidon, the god of the sea, earthquakes, and storms. He is prone to anger, mean, and very aggressive. You will also and finally encounter his brother Zeus. Zeus is the chief of gods and the lord of the sky, rain, clouds, and the thunderbolt. One day, a group of 10 tourists went to explore the caves of the water by Corinth with their tour guide. When they were in the cave, an enormous gray boulder fell and blocked the only entrance. The boulder would not budge and the tourists could not get out. They were stuck. The tourists began to panic as everything around them turned pitch black. They could not even see the fingertips in front of them. They felt around the slimy wet walls of the cave for some kind of opening, but there were none to be found. A half an hour later, it was the next group of tourists' turn to go and explore the cave. When they got to the entrance, they saw the large boulder blocking the only way in. Screams for help could be heard by this new set of tourists. They told them that help was on the way. Hercules was sitting outside under a beautiful oak tree in his front yard, picking off the petals of a yellow daisy, when a group of 3 men came rushing towards him frantically. They told him about the tourists stuck in the cave. Their concern was not only that these tourists had no way out, but shortly, there would be a problem with the lack of oxygen. Hercules immediately came to the rescue. When they arrived at the cave, Hercules saw the boulder and knew he could save the tourists. He effortlessly picked up the boulder and tossed it into the water. 10 tourists pushing the boulder all together couldn't get the boulder to budge, but Hercules easily picked it up without a problem. Imagine how strong he was. The tourists rushed out, thankful to be alive and free from the cave. This action sent Poseidon over the edge. He was furious that the people went to Hercules for help instead of him. Poseidon knew he could have easily set those tourists free by sending a gust of water that would have lifted up the boulder away from the cave's entrance. He was disgusted that a mere mortal was getting all the attention and praise. Poseidon wanted revenge, not only on Hercules, but also on the people of Corinth for seeking Hercules' help instead of his own. Poseidon plotted his revenge. He decided to send Durodon, more commonly known as a tsunami, into Corinth. He knew that if he created an earthquake on the ocean floor, a powerful Durodon would occur. This jealous god used his anger to start a 10.0 magnitude earthquake, which in turn created a Durodon that was 100 feet high. Can you imagine the size of that? As the Durodon came toward the city at an alarming speed, the people screamed in terror. Hercules told them to get to high ground immediately. The people did as they were told, running for their lives. Zeus looked down from his throne on Olympus just in time to see the monumental wave heading towards Corinth. He knew Poseidon had created this evil act to punish those who had not asked him for help, and he knew that there was nothing he could do to stop it. At that moment, Poseidon arrived at Olympus, cruelly laughing to himself. He had never caused a Durodon before, but it thrilled him. He loved how much power it had and all the damage it created in its path. Zeus was furious with Poseidon and did not want the mortals to stop worshipping the gods. So, he told Poseidon that if he didn't stop the Dorudon immediately, his godly status would be revoked. Poseidon, not wanting to lose his status as god, listened to his brother. Although he stopped the Dorudon, much damage had already been caused. Zeus chastised Poseidon for his selfishness and overreaction. Poseidon came to his senses and agreed to help clean up this destruction. Although in some versions of the story, such as Ovid's, Poseidon ends up destroying the city and all the people in it. Poseidon's action gave us an example of how our emotions can get the best of us. We can learn from his mistakes so we don't make similar mistakes in the future. The word Dorudon, meaning powerful wave, is a word that combines the Latin root dur, which means lasting strong and hard, and Poseidon, the god of water and earthquakes. That's all for now. Tune in next week to hear about how seasons were created. Thanks for listening! Today's myth is called Dorudons. In this story, you will encounter Hercules. Hercules is an extraordinary mortal who is often known for letting his emotions get the best of him. His bravery and superhuman strengths often make gods gawk at him, which is very impressive because usually gods don't want to give mortals any attention because they think so highly of themselves. You will also encounter Poseidon, the god of the sea, earthquakes, and storms. He is prone to anger, mean, and very aggressive. You will also and finally encounter his brother Zeus. Zeus is the chief of gods and the lord of the sky, rain, clouds, and the thunderbolt. One day, a group of 10 tourists went to explore the caves of the water by Corinth with their tour guide. When they were in the cave, an enormous gray boulder fell and blocked the only entrance. The boulder would not budge and the tourists could not get out. They were stuck. The tourists began to panic as everything around them turned pitch black. They could not even see the fingertips in front of them. They felt around the slimy wet walls of the cave for some kind of opening, but there were none to be found. A half an hour later, it was the next group of tourists' turn to go and explore the cave. When they got to the entrance, they saw the large boulder blocking the only way in. Screams for help could be heard by this new set of tourists. They told them that help was on the way. Hercules was sitting outside under a beautiful oak tree in his front yard, picking off the petals of a yellow daisy, when a group of 3 men came rushing towards him frantically. They told him about the tourists stuck in the cave. Their concern was not only that these tourists had no way out, but shortly, there would be a problem with the lack of oxygen. Hercules immediately came to the rescue. When they arrived at the cave, Hercules saw the boulder and knew he could save the tourists. He effortlessly picked up the boulder and tossed it into the water. 10 tourists pushing the boulder all together couldn't get the boulder to budge, but Hercules easily picked it up without a problem. Imagine how strong he was. The tourists rushed out, thankful to be alive and free from the cave. This action sent Poseidon over the edge. He was furious that the people went to Hercules for help instead of him. Poseidon knew he could have easily set those tourists free by sending a gust of water that would have lifted up the boulder away from the cave's entrance. He was disgusted that a mere mortal was getting all the attention and praise. Poseidon wanted revenge, not only on Hercules, but also on the people of Corinth for seeking Hercules' help instead of his own. Poseidon plotted his revenge. He decided to send Dorudon, more commonly known as a tsunami, into Corinth. He knew that if he created an earthquake on the ocean floor, a powerful Dorudon would occur. This jealous god uses anger to start a 10.0 magnitude earthquake, which in turn created a Duradon that was 100 feet high. Can you imagine the size of that? As the Duradon came toward the city at an alarming speed, the people screamed in terror. Hercules told them to get to high ground immediately. The people did as they were told, running for their lives. Zeus looked down from his throne on Olympus just in time to see the monumental wave heading towards Corinth. He knew Poseidon had created this evil act to punish those who had not asked him for help, and he knew that there was nothing he could do to stop it. At that moment, Poseidon arrived at Olympus, cruelly laughing to himself. He had never caused a Duradon before, but it thrilled him. He loved how much power it had and all the damage it created in its path. Zeus was furious with Poseidon and did not want the mortals to stop worshipping the gods. So, he told Poseidon that if he didn't stop the Duradon immediately, his godly status would be revoked. Poseidon, not wanting to lose his status as god, listened to his brother. Although he stopped the Duradon, much damage had already been caused. Zeus chastised Poseidon for his selfishness and overreaction. Poseidon came to his senses and agreed to help clean up this destruction. Although in some versions of the story, such as Ovid's, Poseidon ends up destroying the city and all the people in it. Poseidon's action gave us an example of how our emotions can get the best of us. We can learn from his mistakes so we don't make similar mistakes in the future. The word Duradon, meaning powerful wave, is a word that combines the Latin root dur, which means lasting strong and hard, and Poseidon, the god of water and earthquakes. That's all for now. Tune in next week to hear about how seasons were created. Thanks for listening!